We are kings and priests, joint heirs. You want to be upheld? Get on the word. What word? The blessing.
I know my God has made the way for me. I know.
Wealth and true riches from God are contained in His Word. Join Kenneth Copeland today as he studies to discover God's plan for your life hidden in His Word. Next, here on the Believer's Voice of Victory.
Let's go back to the book of Genesis. We're going to launch off into an exciting place in the blessing. I want you to notice here, in the second chapter of the book of Genesis, thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the host of them. On the seventh day, God ended His work which He had made, and He rested on the seventh from all His works which He had made. Now, how did He work? Did He build the earth by working for it? No, He released it with words. Now listen, because that in it He had rested from all His work which God created and made. Now, He did not rest because He was tired. He rested because He was finished. Now, what is the last work? Go back over there to the first chapter. 28th, 29th verses. And He blessed them and said, be fruitful and multiply. Replenish or fill up the earth and subdue it. Have dominion over the fish of the sea, the fowl of the air, and over everything that moves upon the earth. That finished His work. So what had He done here? I'll read it to you just exactly the way the word of the Lord came to me because I wrote it down. The last thing He did before He rested was the blessing to sustain all creation and the life that it supported forever. He would have never worked again unless He just wanted to. Amen. But then the devil stole from Adam the blessing, turned a curse. God went to work immediately. Get that blessing back. Get it back. Now, the blessing can do anything God can do. Now, we've learned that in our scriptures here in Proverbs 10, 22, and it refers to the blessing as He. Now, it does the same thing in the fourth chapter of the book of Hebrews. Talking about the Word of God, He. I'll show you that later. Now then, as I said, it was purely grace, just God's compassionate heart to get this blessing back and go through all He went through to get it back on us. And not just get it back on us, but make it available for all the nations of the earth. So now, the administration of the blessing is now in the hands of Jesus. Let's look at the very first chapter of the book of Hebrews. I'll wait till you get there. If you don't have a Bible, I want you to read along with somebody next to you. You need to put your eyes on these scriptures tonight. God, who at sundry times and in different manner spake in times past unto the fathers by the prophets, has in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things. Now you remember, we are joint heirs with Christ. Yes. By whom also he made the world, who being the brightness of his glory and the express image, like we used to stay down in Texas, a spitting image. The original saying was the spirit and image. The spirit and image, not spitting image. Spitting image of me, like, and there he is. No. That just didn't work out. But I never really thought about it until I got to studying it from the scripture. Everybody said that, and I was like the other dumb stuff we said. But it didn't start out that way. Spirit and image. Adam was the spirit and the image of God. Hallelujah. And upholding. Say upholding.
Upholding.
All things, all things, by the word of his power. But you notice it doesn't say words. Word. The word of his power. Well, Brother Copeland, that's talking about this book. Yeah, it is. Well, what is this book? Well, that's the word of God. All of the words in this book are relative to be fruitful, multiply, fill up the earth with what? My glory. Fill up the earth. Subdue it and have dominion over it. See, that was heaven's perfect will for all mankind for all time. So now, everything from that moment on was in relationship to getting it back. Can you see that? The entire ministry of Jesus was in relationship to getting it back. So what is this whole 66 volume saying? Be fruitful, multiply, and fill up the earth. Have dominion over the earth, subdue the thing. You got authority over everything in it. Amen.
Amen.
Now that in itself is a dynamite revelation. This is the power with which he's upholding all things. My, my, my. That's the reason it's the crown of life. Promised to those that are the heirs of salvation. The man that endures temptation exercises his right of crown. It's not something you get when you go to heaven and you put the little dinky thing on your head. No. Thank God for heaven. You get up there, you probably have a crown for every day in the week for eternity. Thank God for the sweet by and by. But I'm talking about what works in the rotten here and now. Amen. We are kings and priests, joint heirs. You want to be upheld? Get on the word. What word? The blessing. What is the word that accompanies the blessing It's the commandment of the blessing. To believe on the name of his son Jesus and love one another as he gave commandment. Love the Lord thy God with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind and strength, and your neighbor as yourself. That is the reason Jesus never sinned. He took all of the commandments of the law and boiled them down into what I just quoted to you. And he walked in the blessing without measure. And I want to tell you something, folks. I'm going to close it with this, and we'll take it up here tomorrow night. Let me give you an illustration of something. If I wanted to become a watchmaker, I start studying. This watch, I don't have any earthly idea how many parts are in this thing. It's a chronograph. It's got three different timekeeping movements in it other than just the hour. It's got three hands. It's got all these different kinds of things. I'd have to learn the stem. I'd have to learn the hour hand. I'd have to learn the minute hand. I'd have to learn these little hands that go on all those. I'd have to learn about the crystal. I'd have to learn about the face. I'd have to learn about the case. I'd have to learn about the mainspring. I'd have, in this case, it's a self-winding watch. I'd have to learn about the balance wheel or whatever causes that thing to wind that spring and all that. I'd have to know all that. Not only would I have to know all that, I'm still a watchmaker until I learn what to do with it. And practice and practice and practice. Yeah. Amen?
Right.
See that stem right there? That's not the watch. Excuse me. Stick your feet out there. See that right there? That's not the watch. See that face? That's not the watch. The crystal? That's not the watch. The case is not the watch. The band is not the watch. There's not a wheel in there that is the watch. You have to put them all together and they become a watch.
That's right.
Now listen, listen. We ain't there yet. The principal first and foremost job of the blessing was to expand the Garden of Eden. That's his job. Fill up the earth. There wasn't any curse. Fill up the earth. Same power with which God created the earth, this man was to use to bless the whole earth until the entire earth was the Garden of Eden. And as his family grew, the garden should grow. God decided to have a family. He already had a wonderful place to live, but he decided to build on because he's going to build a big family. And he created, multiplied trillions of angels for only one reason, to serve man.
That's right.
Amen. Very few of them serve him. The ones that serve him are in the throne room. Forget about this Jacob's ladder business. That's not right. Well, it was in the old covenant, but not now. See, when Adam fell, 2/3 of the angels left. And those that stayed, I mean, 1/3 of them stayed and 2/3 of them stayed with God. And those that stayed are doomed forever. So now, what is that indicating to us? The scripture says right there in the book of Hebrews, ministering spirits, are they not all the angels of God sent forth to minister for those that are the heirs of salvation? See, two-thirds of them at least are ours to minister. And on the day the Holy Ghost came, all those angels came with him. In the old covenant, they went back and forth under God's direction only as they had opportunity. But under the blessings command of Jesus, he is the commander-in-chief of the heavenly host. And they came on the day of Pentecost with the Holy Ghost and refilled this atmosphere. That's what they heard as a rushing mighty wind. Didn't say as a rushing mighty wind, said it sounded like one. Now, I remember this now. Think about this along with me. The Word, upholding all things by the word of his power. Blessed, multiply, fill up the earth. Fill up the earth, subdue it. There had to be something to subdue. Well, we find out what kind of shape this thing was in when Adam had to leave the garden. Boy, I mean, he hit tough city when he got out of that garden. But he tried to toil, and he couldn't. Ground wouldn't yield to him. Now, God stepped in and changed that for Noah. Rebuked the curse that was on the ground. Now, listen. That blessing is to reproduce the Garden of Eden. That's what it does. It's not here for any other purpose. That's what it does. You release it and it starts. What? It starts replacing all everything that don't belong in the Garden of Eden. Now, was there any death in the garden? No. So then, salvation by grace is part of the blessing. Maybe that's the stem. Huh? You're picking up on it, aren't you? Was there any sickness and disease in the garden? No, no. Then divine healing is part of the blessing. It's not just a blessing, it's part of the blessing. Was there any poverty in the garden?
No.
No, no. Then prospering in God, well, like we've been reading tonight, is part of the blessing.
That's right.
And we could go on. The gifts of the Spirit. Well, I mean, was there any need for the gifts of the Holy Ghost in order to bring gifts of healings and all that? Well, a ministry of the Holy Ghost then is part of the blessing.
Right.
Yeah. Amen. All of this book. See, I've just given you the base for it now. Everything in this book from Genesis chapter 2 is part of the blessing. And you put it all together, and it's the blessing. Now, we had to learn this one piece at a time. And we've been learning and practicing and practicing and learning and practicing for the last 50 years. I've been at it for 41. But it's always been here. Well, we didn't, Brother Hagin didn't start this. I didn't start this. It's always been here, but it never has been a body of Christ wide phenomenon and revelation until in the 20th century and only the last half of that. Yeah. It got interrupted by two world wars and a lot of other stuff that Satan caused trying to stop it. The outpouring of the Holy Ghost and the it began really in the mid-19th century, and then the big explosion was in the beginning years of the 20th century, Azusa Street, and then later in Kansas and different places and different things. Now, we have been under God's ministry of restoration for the last 50 years. It's time to build a watch.
That's right.
It's time to put them all together. What do you get? What is the watch in this situation? What do you get when you put it all together? The Garden of Eden, buddy.
Right.
Now, its first job, the blessing's first job, is to remove that curse. Now, as we learn to put this together, you've heard my testimony about that disc exploding in my back, and my back was in a mess before that thing blew up, and I was already having trouble with it, and I didn't know what all was the matter with it. And that thing blew up. I thought I had hurt before. I've been shot, cut, run over by a car. I've been kicked by mules and horses. I've been bit. I've been hurt a lot of different times. I got hurt playing football. I mean, there were times, man, my hair hurt. I ain't never hurt. Not till that thing happened. I never had any pain. My gracious sakes, my. Just numb your brain the way you're sitting there trying to figure out what to pray. And in the midst of all of this, what did I need? Did I need healing? Did I need a miracle? Did I need discomfort from the Holy Ghost? Or rejoice because I'm going to heaven? I'm going to heaven with that or not. So I didn't stop to rejoice over that yet. Huh? I woke up in the middle of the night saying this. Now, I was saying it in my sleep. And I woke myself up. I was saying it out loud in my sleep. But I have a working agreement with the Holy Ghost over my nighttime hours. And so I woke up saying, the blessing is working in me. The blessing is working in me. Thank God the blessing of Abraham is mine. The blessing is working in me, bringing healing, bringing miracles, bringing restoration. My, thank God my youth is restored like the eagles from the 103rd Psalm. I'm not afraid of evil tidings, praise God. See, all of it is included in the blessing. Now, I don't pick up my winding spring to find out what time it is. I pick up the watch. The whole thing working together. And that's where we are right now. Oh, oh, hallelujah.
Peace, prosperity, health, joy, salvation.
We're talking about the Bible definition of the godly rich.
Now, from Kenneth Copeland Ministries, the all-new teaching series, The Blessing of the Lord, It Maketh Rich. Available on compact disc and DVD, this series teaches you how to open the door to the inheritance of every believer.
Everything in this book, from Genesis chapter 2, is part of the blessing.
In this series, Kenneth explains the nature of the blessing.
You're not blessed because you're healed, but you are healed because of the blessing. You're not blessed because of wealth and riches in your house. You have wealth and riches in your house because you're blessed.
Meditate with this all-new teaching from Kenneth Copeland and begin today to enjoy all that is already yours as a believer. To order Kenneth Copeland's brand new teaching series, The Blessing of the Lord, It Maketh Rich, log on to kcm.org and order online. Or call us toll-free at 800-575-4455. The cost for these enlightening and timely messages is just $18 and is available on DVD or CD. To order by mail, you may write to Kenneth Copeland, Fort Worth, Texas, 76192. Order The Blessing of the Lord, It Maketh Rich, today.
The Garden of Eden is the blueprint for the abundant life that is in Christ Jesus.
So you go for God's very best in your life. Amen? I mean, the blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich. You need to get this into your mind. You need to embed it so deep into your spirit that it's right up there in the forefront of you thinking all the time. Amen. I mean, this is so vitally important. Jesus walked in the blessing of the Lord without measure. And now it's time for the body of Christ to do the same thing. And we're having to learn and put all of this together. Salvation, healing, the Holy Ghost, the gifts of the Spirit, the body of Christ. All of these things in the blessing of the Lord. So use the information that's on your screen right now and order these CDs and DVDs and get a hold of it. Get the family together and watch it all again and again until it is just built into your life. Praise God. This is what Jesus came to do. Now, the blessing is love dependent. It is faith dependent. And faith worketh by love. So faith is love dependent. Now, by grace, your heavenly Father gave you the keys of the kingdom. The blessing can do anything that God can do. And God put it here to support and sustain all of the life that He created in this earth, in this planet, forever. Amen. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Father, we thank You and we praise You. I pray for this radio and television audience all over the world, healed and blessed financially and blessed in all of heaven's ways of prospering us spirit and soul and body and financially and socially in every way of our life. Amen. We'll see you tomorrow. Don't forget, Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us today on the Believer's Voice of Victory. For more information on Kenneth Copeland Ministries or to order a copy of today's broadcast, log on to our website at kcm.org or call us toll-free 800-575-4455. Kenneth Copeland Ministries is here for you with teaching tools, prayer, and other ministry resources to help you live in faith and victory every day. This is the year of fullness of blessing, a time for you to receive the blessing without measure.
And healing.
We believe on Him that raised up Jesus, our Lord, from the dead, who was delivered for our offenses and raised again for our righteousness.
Join Kenneth and Gloria Copeland at the Washington, D.C. Victory Campaign, November 13th through the 15th at Hilton Memorial Chapel in Woodbridge, Virginia. Visit kcm.org or call 1-800-600-7395.
Tomorrow on the Believer's Voice of Victory.
The anointing works as you minister and as it's needed. Blessing works all the time, 24 hours a day. And the anointing is part of the blessing.